Please stand. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are so grateful for the opportunity to be here tonight, to be able to witness these young folks graduating as they come into their senior year in high school. We look so forward to the message that you have for us tonight. We pray, Lord, that you might be with our pastor as he brings us the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for each person that's here tonight, especially the parents and the grandparents, to see a need to have their children educated and nurtured in the admonition of the Lord. Father, it's a rare kind of people to understand the need for Christian education. And we're so grateful for these folks that are here tonight that see their need and are willing to fulfill it. We pray, Lord, tonight that your richest blessing would go upon this service and that everything said and done would honor and glorify our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. I'd like to welcome you to our graduation service of the class of 2023 of Calvary Christian School. What a joy it is to see each and every one of these young folks. Many of them we have seen grow up as little children and still come up here to graduate. It's such a joy. Right now, let's listen to the choir as they sing.
Drawing closer to heaven, God has
This time we'd like to receive our evening offering. I'd like to ask the men to come and we'll do that. Now let's look to the Lord one more time as we ask the Lord's blessing on the offering. Our Father, we are so grateful again for the opportunity to be here tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to have this portion of service, the giving of our gifts to you. We pray, Lord, that as this offering is taken up, that you would use these monies to be able to further your work. We thank you so much for this local body that you have put here in the place, this small town of Southern Pines. And we thank you, Lord, for the outreach that this church has and this school has in this community. We pray, Lord, that you would use these things, these monies, to be able to further your work in this community, that we might continue to be a blessing to those around us, that might be a witness to this lost and dying world of a coming Savior, and one that has died and rose and is living now in the hearts of many people that know them as their Savior. We pray, Lord, tonight that everything said and done in the service would honor you. And we pray again for your blessing upon each person here. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll give you a chance to sing. Number 77 is in your hymn book. If you'd like to turn there and stand with us, if you would. We want to sing Crown Him with Many Crowns, number 77. Seated. Our high school seniors want to sing a song for you tonight. The song they will be singing is entitled, I Saw Jesus in You. They have asked me to tell you that this song is especially dedicated to our parents, grandparents, and all the staff of Calvary Christian School.
So stand before my Father to receive my life's reward, and my soul is bathed in God's eternal day.
On earth is run, and God sees the works I've done. More than anything, I long to hear my Father say,
I saw Jesus in you, I saw Jesus in you. I saw Jesus in you. In your eyes I saw His care. I could see His love was there. You were faithful, and I saw Jesus in you. You were faithful, and I saw.
Well, I would like to add a word of welcome to all of you tonight, to the parents and the grandparents, and we're excited to have you here tonight. The scripture that I'd like to read is from Judges chapter 2, beginning at verse 6. And when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. Verse 10 says, and also that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the occasion of this gathering tonight. We thank you for these young people who have come to this milestone in their lives. And we pray that for a few moments tonight, that each person here would just consider your word. Consider the message that you have for each one of us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to begin by saying that it's a great honor to speak to these graduates tonight. I haven't called them that all year. And it's especially an honor because this is the 50th year of Calvary Christian School. This group has been my children for the last 2 years. Most of the time I just have the seniors in Constitution class. But I had this group as juniors in U.S. history. And we saw exactly what Vance Havner said, that history is his story, his story. And we saw his story in the founding of this great nation and in the documents that are so critical to our freedom, the King James Bible, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution of the United States. This group has learned spiritual lessons. They've learned academic lessons. And they've learned the need to take those lessons into the real world. This group of seniors were at the county commissioner's meeting to show their support for declaring Moore County to be a pro-life sanctuary last September. On May 16th, a number of them, along with other students from Calvary Christian School, were in Raleigh at the legislature to encourage the Republicans in the Senate and the House to override the governor's veto of Senate Bill 20 that reduced the time for abortions from 20 weeks to 12 weeks. And they got to see that happen. And they stood in stark contrast in their behavior and in their demeanor to those on the pro-death side of this issue. One of our senior parents texted me and he said, "This was a great experience for the young people to be a part of." And he's right, it was. And they were a blessing in the midst of it. This group of seniors has been a special group, and we'll miss them. We'll miss them. But before they go, we want them and all of us, for that matter, to stop for a few moments and get beyond the events of this evening. And I know that's hard to do because the events of this evening are so significant. But for a few minutes, maybe we can get beyond these events and allow the Lord to speak to our hearts from His Word. There's a song that the choir sings from time to time that forms the basis of this message tonight. The song is "Standing at the Crossroads." And that's where you seniors are this evening. You're standing at the crossroads of your life. That song says, "The future lies before. This moment is the door. Will I live for self or look to Christ on high?" And that is the question that you face tonight. These moments tonight and your years here at Calvary Christian School leading up to this moment are indeed the door. And what lies before you is the future. And it's a future that will be shaped to a great extent by the choices that you have made here at Calvary Christian School. And I'd like to pinpoint this crossroads that you are standing before tonight. It's the crossroads of conformity and conviction. And you're not the first group of young people who have stood at this crossroads. We just read about a group of young people who stood at this crossroads before you. This group of young people is the third generation of the children of Israel after leaving Egypt. And what we see is a generation that served the Lord all the days of Joshua. Joshua was the first generation from Egypt. And all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, that's the second generation. But then in verse 10, we come to a third generation. A generation after them, which the Bible says, knew not the Lord. And I believe that the Spirit of God tells us what He means when He says they knew not the Lord. You could not live in the camp of Israel and know, or rather not know, who the Lord is. Any more than you can come to Calvary Christian School and not know who the Lord is. So what does the Lord mean by those words, "they knew not the Lord"? Well, He tells us twice, once in verse 12 and once in verse 13. They forsook the Lord God of their fathers. That's what it means that they knew not the Lord. They knew Him. They knew Him. But they forsook Him. This word "forsook" is an important word. It not only means to depart from, to leave behind, which is what this third generation did. But there's another meaning of this word forsook that is most instructive. This word forsook means to let loose. It means to set free. This generation that we read about came to the crossroads of their lives. They came to the crossroads of conformity and conviction, and they chose conformity. And their conformity is summed up in the words in verse 7. This generation served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua. This generation conformed. They looked, if you looked at them, they looked like the genuine article. All the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua. When they came to the crossroads of their life, and it was time to make their choice, just as these seniors have come tonight. Just as the word conformity describes this third generation during the days of Joshua and all the elders that outlived Joshua, this word forsook describes their behavior when they no longer had to conform. After Joshua and those elders of this first and second generation were gone, after this group of young people were no longer under their authority, in their minds, they were let loose. These young people were set free from what they considered to be the bands and cords that bound them and held them down and restricted and restrained and inhibited them from going their own way and doing their own will. This is the crossroads that you young people are standing before tonight. You've served the Lord. You've served the Lord, and by that I mean you have conformed to the rules and the standards all the days that you've been under Mr. Creech and the teachers and the staff here. But now what? You're about to leave this school. What's going to happen now that the daily influence of Mr. Creech and the teachers and the staff of Calvary Christian School, in whom you sang, so what a blessing it was to hear that song, in whom you saw the Lord Jesus Christ, what's going to happen? Many who have graduated before you have done exactly what these young people did in Joshua chapter 2. They saw themselves as let loose. They saw themselves as set free. Now, most would never verbalize that, but they haven't had to, because their lives, the lives that they've lived, have reflected the exact same attitude of heart that we read about in the second Psalm. Psalm 2 and verse 3 says, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." The bands and cords are a description of the Word of God. The judgments and the principles and the precepts of this book that God has given for our good. You may not believe it tonight, but the reason we have the civil society that we have in America is because of the bands and cords of the Word of God through which His Spirit works in this world to restrain all that you and I are by nature. And for the years that you young people have been at this school, you have lived under those bands and cords, and you've conformed to them because you had to. But conformity is not conviction. And you can conform to the bands and cords outwardly, but inwardly, you can be waiting for the day when you can cast them off. This is the characteristic of a conforming heart that has been let loose and set free. A heart that wants to talk like the world and look like the world and live like the world. And these young people could not do it while they were under the leadership of Joshua and the elders that outlived Joshua any more than young people here at Calvary Christian School can while they're under the leadership of Mr. Creech and the school board and the teachers and the staff. But when that influence, when that leadership is no longer alive and active in their lives, many have forsaken the Lord. They've departed from Him and left Him behind because in their minds, now they were liberated. They were let loose and set free from the bands and cords of the Word of God and the rules and the standards that come from this book. Many who have come before you have come to this very same crossroads, the crossroads of conformity and conviction. And just like these young people here in Israel, they have conformed to the Word of God. They've served the Lord outwardly as long as they were under the authority that God raised up in their lives. But when that authority was gone, when they were no longer under it, then they forsook the Lord. And they forsook Him because conformity is not conviction. And so while they are here, they profess that they knew God. But when they leave, they're let loose and set free, and in works, they deny Him. They break the bands and the cords of God's Word and what it says about sin, what it says about salvation and judgment that's coming. And the manifestation of this are lives of immorality and indecency, lives that reject godliness, lives that reject biblical standards. They came to the crossroads of conformity and conviction, and they chose the road, and they chose the way of conformity to the world. And many of their lives are a disaster. Just as the lives of these young people were here in Israel, as you continue to read through the book of Judges. But then there's the road of conviction. The road of conviction is the road of faith. Faith is one of the meanings of the word conviction. And where does faith come from? It comes from the Word of God. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the preaching of the Word of God. The preaching of the Word of God that you young people have heard every day at Calvary Christian School, in chapel, in your classrooms, from your teachers. Young people, something that I hope that you'll remember. There is no assurance. There is no security. There is no certainty. There is no stability on the road of conformity. There's only emptiness and vanity and confusion because the road of conformity is always changing. Have you discovered that yet? What you conform to and go along with today will change tomorrow. And you'll have to conform and go along with the next thing that comes. The only place that you can find certainty and stability is on the road of conviction. That's the road where you find peace and joy. It's the road that's been presented to you here at Calvary Christian School. It's been presented to you from the Word of God every day in chapel by Mr. Creech. It's been presented to you by the teachers and the staff. They've taught you from your youth. They've taught you while your heart is still tender that you're a sinner, that you have a heart that is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. That's what the Word of God teaches us. That's what we are. We're without hope We're without strength. And when we see ourselves in that condition, then something wonderful happens. The Spirit of God shows us the message of this book. That when we were yet without strength, having no hope, and without God in the world, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And when we believe that simple message from the Holy Scriptures, which Paul told Timothy, are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. When we believe that message, God saves us. And so I would ask each one of you tonight, not just the seniors, but each person here, if you have allowed the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, to make you wise unto salvation, because there is salvation in no other. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved than through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Has the message of salvation convicted you? Has it become a conviction in your life? Or have you just gone along? Have you just gone through the motions of conformity? Have you just learned the language of it so that you could get along here at Calvary Christian School like this third generation that we're reading about here? Now on this night, you're standing at the crossroads of your life. The crossroads of conformity to your will and your way, and the crossroad of conviction. The crossroad of conviction that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Young people, which road are you going to choose tonight? If you know the Lord, you're at this same crossroads. How are you going to live as you leave Calvary Christian School? God says to you in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, be not conformed to this world. Stay off the road of conformity. That's what he's telling you. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Lord says to you in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You aren't going to find the will of God, young people, by being conformed to this world. You aren't going to find the will of God on the road of conformity. What you'll find there is not that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What you'll find there is your will and your way. And so maybe you're thinking in your heart, I choose the road of conviction. I want to give you a warning about that. During the Lord's earthly ministry, there were those who said that they would follow him. In other words, they said, Lord, we choose the road of conviction. And on one occasion in particular, the Lord's response to that choice of the road of conviction is very important to notice. He said, count the cost. Count the cost. And then he goes on to tell the cost. The cost was forsaking all. The choir sang a song at the beginning of this service. A song called, But Continue Thou. That song comes from 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 14. where Paul wrote to a young man by the name of Timothy, and he said, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." That is the prayer tonight of Mr. Creech and the school board and the teachers and the staff here at Calvary Christian School. But before you choose the road of conviction, the Lord would have you to count the cost. And the cost is in the two preceding verses. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12 says, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Verse 13 says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And it's in the face of that, it's in the face of certain persecution from an increasingly hostile world. It's never been this bad before, folks. In the face of persecution, in the face of increasing hostility of evil men and seducers who are waxing worse and worse. We talked about some of those conditions this morning. Deceiving and being deceived. And according to the Lord Jesus, part of their deception will be that when they shut down your churches, and even that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. That's deception. But it's in the face of these things that Paul tells this young man Timothy, and the Spirit of God tells you, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Young people, if you're saved tonight, as you stand at the crossroads of your life, are you willing to choose the road of conviction? Every day this year, we began our class by reading from Abraham Lincoln's devotional for that particular day. And tonight, on our final class together, if you will, I'd like to read you the devotional for this day, June 4th. Every month in this book, there was a different thought that the devotion centered around. And for the month of June, they center around duties of the believer to the world. And the duty of the believer to the world for June 4th is to glorify God by holy conduct. The verse is from 1 Peter 2 and verse 11. In every one of these devotions, after the verse, there's a little poem. And I'm going to read that to you. 1 Peter 2 and verse 11 says, "I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul." Having your conversation, having your manner of life, that's what that word means, honest among the Gentiles. "Help thy servant to maintain a profession free from stain, that my soul reproach may be following Christ and fearing thee." I love you guys.
I want to say just a couple of things before I give out these diplomas, which I sometimes wonder if I probably ought to even do it. That would probably make them really upset. But anyway, I've signed them, But I want to tell you, young people, I've been here as principal of Calvary Christian School for 50 years. I often wonder to myself, you know, and I have over the years, how long the Lord would allow me to do this. But 50 years is 2.5 retirements. Most people retire at 20 years. I've gone through 2.5 of them. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live. But you don't either. You don't know. I may live longer than you do. Beginning tonight. Who knows? We do not know what a day is going to bring forth. But I thought of something. Having taught you the Bible for 50 years, I thought of something I wanted to tell you. It's out of 2 Peter chapter 1, and it says this. Yes, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to do this. But Peter was well aware of the fact that he was terminal. And so as he was thinking about it, leaving this world, what would be on his mind and heart to say to those he loved, that he would not want them to ever forget? Of all of the things that he could say, what would he say as a parting remark, because he was fixing to die? And here's what he said. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and a day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Young people, I have tried to teach you that there's only one reference point for knowing the truth, and I've got it in my hand right here. You can't find it in the secular schools. You find it in the Church of the Living God, which is the pillar and ground of truth. That's where you find it. The greatest question ever asked in history was by a lost man named Pilate, who asked the question, what is truth? Peter knew the answer. It's the Scripture. Don't ever forget it. And as Pastor Garrison so well said, you're free to make choices, but you are not free to determine the outcome of that choice. And if you choose not to believe this book and live it, then you're on your own. And you're going to have to own the regret. Because you will. You'll regret it if you leave the truth of this book. At this time, you're going to graduate.
Jonathan Lee Blanchard. David Andrew Rowland. John Jaisley Schofield. James Quinn Pilkowskis. Christian Cole Pilkowskis. Peyton Elizabeth Garrison. Kirk Daniel McCafferty. Cameron Britt Turner. Mariah Grace Bean. And Joshua Dennis Campbell.
Well, I'd like to say congratulations to the seniors. I was a senior here once, and I actually graduated. That was shortly after the Pilgrims arrived on the Mayflower. And Mr. Creech was the principal. But anyway, it was a privilege to be able to attend Calvary Christian School. And I don't regret one day of it, one minute of it. Now I'm a PE teacher, and I've taught PE to most of these guys out here. We played a lot of basketball, the Pilkowskis boys, and Jonathan, and David, and John, and Peyton, Kirk, Cameron. I don't think you played basketball. Maybe you did. Maybe she did. Mariah did. I think she did. And Josh. But anyway, it was a privilege to come to school here and to graduate and to hear the truth taught. So anyway, I'm going to try to do a song here called May the Lord Find Us Faithful. And I hope that you will be faithful to him and that you would maybe come back to this work. And I see many faithful people to this ministry. Mr. Creech, I mean, all those years he's been here, and like you said, 2.5 retirements. I'm on the school board, and I would like to ask a question. Anyone that graduated from school here, would you raise your hand? Yeah. That's what Congratulations. Anyway, may the Lord find us faithful.
God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but has given us the strength to obey. With power and sound mind, with love the unfailing kind, oh, be not ashamed of his way. May the Lord find us faithful. May his word be our banner held high. May the Lord find us faithful. Every day though we live, though we die, no man that seeketh after things of this life is a soldier who passes the test. Be faithful, be working, be running, be serving, be searching his word for his best. May the Lord find us faithful. May his word be our banner held high. May the Lord find us faithful. Every day though we live, though we die, living or dying, may honor be thine. From this wretched life you loved and forgave, a life that is on fire, be only our heart's desire. Be faithful from now to the grave. May the Lord find us faithful. May his word be our banner held high. May the Lord find us faithful. Every day though we live, though we die. Every day though we live, though we die.
There will be a reception down in the cafeteria following this, and also seniors have tables set up in a couple of the rooms there and have all the embarrassing pictures that they're all excited about everybody seeing, so stop by and don't disappoint them. I'd like to read a verse of Scripture before we close in prayer, and it was it's words that the Apostle Paul spoke to the church at Ephesus, the elders of the church at Ephesus, whose face of those men he would see no more. And there is a sense in which we won't be seeing your face anymore, at least in the same context. And he said this in Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. Now, brethren, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this service. What a blessing it has been to hear the singing, to hear these seniors sing back this song to their parents and grandparents and to the teachers and staff of Calvary Christian School. We thank you for this place that you have raised up. And we thank you for all the lives that have been touched through the ministry of Calvary Christian School. And now we do commend these young people to you and the word of your grace that is able to build them up and give them an inheritance, an eternal inheritance. And we pray that would be their portion. We pray that you would just bless us as we depart from this place. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed.